This is TWiT.
Now on to a few more stories we're following today. Facebook adjusted their algorithm today so that you can see more status updates, videos, and pictures from your friends and fewer stories from big companies and brands. That's great news for those of us who want to see more personal videos that our friends make of their dogs wearing teddy bear costumes and fewer links to the brands my friends might like. Although many news sites point out that this is bad news for brands and bad news for news sites, Facebook says that in some cases, post reach and referral traffic could potentially decline. In other words, Facebook is basically telling companies, find another megaphone. As if websites didn't have enough algorithmic worries today, what with Google's mobile getting? Mobile getting is the hyperbolic clickbaity way of saying that Google tweaked its search algorithm this morning so that mobile-friendly websites will now rank higher in search results. In a post on the official Google Webmaster Central blog, the company chose to use a more friendly way of referring to the tweak than the phrase mobile getting. Instead, they're saying that they're simply rolling out the mobile-friendly update. This update will affect individual pages, not entire websites, and will only affect search rankings on mobile devices. Mobile getting will take about a week to kick off, after which, expect zombies. Ars Technica reports that around 1,500 iPhones and iPad apps have been downloaded over 2 million times could allow hackers to steal your passwords, your bank account numbers, and other sensitive information. According to research released yesterday from analytics service SourceDNA, the bug in these apps breaks HTTPS and could leave you vulnerable to a man-in-the-middle attack. Why did SourceDNA do this research? Well, because they have a monitoring service that they want you to use. You can check out your apps to see if they're vulnerable. And Gadget points out that this isn't really as scary as it sounds. The flaw is only present when you're using one of the vulnerable apps, and only information you send through the app can be stolen. And finally, Mashable points us to another video of the lengths that one man will go to save his drone. I think we have this video where we can see that. Oh. That's the man. That's where the arrow is pointing to, where the man is when he could see that the drone was starting to run out of power. And he had a long way to run. And is he going to get there? I don't know. Question is, really, would he get more hits if he saves it or if he doesn't save it? There he go. I mean, he's quite a climber, isn't he? I don't know. This looks a little bit staged. He's too happy, really. Maybe because he knows he's going to get it. So, what kind of drone was this? Did we figure it out? It's a DJI. So that's $800. About $800 he just saved. Yeah, he probably made a lot more on the YouTube hits that he got on there. Either way, well played, man on the beach. Well played.